Anatho Pashamam Sakshat.
Anatho Pashamam Sakshat.
Bhakti Yogam Adokshaje.
Bhakti Yogam Adokshaje.
Lokasya Janato Vidvam.
Lokasya Janato Vignam.
Chakre Sasvasa Samitam.
Chakre Sasvasa
Samitam. Translation. The material miseries of the living being are superfluous to him. And they can be directly mitigated. By the linking process of bhakti yoga. But the mass of people do not know this. Therefore, Srila Vyasadeva.
Compile
the Srimad Bhagavatam,
which is in relation with.
On the eternal form of the Lord.
The yogi should not take a collective view.
The yogi should not take a collective view
of all his limbs.
Of all his limbs.
But should fix the mind.
But should fix the mind
on each individual limb of the Lord.
On each individual limb of the Lord.
But interestingly, the word Muni is very significant. Muni means one who is very expert in mental speculation or in thinking, feeling, and willing. He is not mentioned here as a devotee or yogi. Those who try to meditate on the form of the Lord are called Munis, or less intelligent, whereas those who render actual service to the Lord are called Bhakti Yogis. The thought process described below is for the education of the Muni. In order to convince the yogi that absolute truth or supreme personality of Godhead is never impersonal at any time, the following verses prescribe observing the Lord in his personal form, limb after limb. To think of the Lord as a whole may sometimes be impersonal. Therefore, it is recommended here that one first think of his lotus feet, then his ankles, then the thighs, then the waist, then the chest, then the neck, then the face, and so on. One should begin from the lotus feet and gradually rise to the upper limbs of the transcendental body of the Lord. Interesting. So this is a chapter called Kapila's Instructions on Devotional Service to his mother Devahuti. Prabhupada says this is for educating the Munis. Any Munis here? Consider a Sajid Muni. Well, we must also, it must be for us also, Prabhupada gave his books for us. And then for my devotees to read. Prabhupada said, shouldn't just distribute them, we should also read them. So, this is for our interest also, when we look at the deities, when we meditate on the deities in Darshanarthi, or in the picture. So we can't think that, well, you know, we're Bhakti Yogis, we're perfect. We can remember these instructions. And we've also been impersonalists, if not in this life, in previous life. We never believed in the form of the Lord. The Christians, for instance, when I was a Christian, I didn't know about the form of the Lord. I'm still a Christian, but in the Bible it doesn't say about the form of the Lord. Maybe there's some hint in the Psalms of David, one of the Songs of David, how the face of the Lord is beautiful. He has this complexion. It's very nice. There's some, but then the whole of the Bible doesn't focus on that one point. Maybe they say Jesus sits at the right hand of the Father. But where does he? Must have a hand, no? Must have a throne. Sits on a throne. So, but not much detail. And that that is lacking, actually. And so Prabhupada printed the Krishna book. Then we never knew. In fact, I always like to tell the story of my godbrother Keshav Bharati, which printed him back to Godhead years ago. Anyone know Keshav Bharati Maharaj? So, his mother was dying of cancer or some terminal disease. So he had to make a decision whether to go on traveling and do his duty as a sannyasi, or whether to stay with his mother. And his mother was a very staunch Roman Catholic. And she didn't like her son being a Hare Krishna. Didn't like it. Why have you become a Hare Krishna? You come from a Christian family and you don't believe in God anymore. You believe in this Krishna. So he had a tough case on hand. But he decided, he thought, no, let me try. So his mother was getting more and more sick, and she would become bedridden. Just some nurses would come, and she couldn't move, in pain and this and that. She was becoming helpless. So he thought, okay, now's my chance. Now I'll read the Krishna book to her. So, mother was helpless. She could hear, and she could speak, you know, sometimes. So then, started to read the Krishna book. Now you're taking advantage of me. Now I'm sick. Now you're reading this Hare Krishna stuff. Krishna, form of God, all these other things. Not in the Bible. It's not in the Bible. So she was rejecting at first, but then Keshav Bharati, because he loved his mother, he thought, oh, you know, I've got to help her. I've really got to help her get over this misconception. God must be a person. I'm a person. Everyone's a person. How could God not be a person? I mean, everything comes from somewhere. The light comes from the sun, the water comes from the ocean. You know, everything has an origin. So where does personality come from? From illusion? If I see a rope as a snake, you say, that's illusion, it's a mistake. It's a piece of rope. It's not a snake. What do you say? If you see this as a snake, then is that a snake? But is there a snake anywhere? Does a snake exist? A snake doesn't exist. I'm saying, if you see this as a snake, it's not true, right? Yeah. But does a snake exist somewhere? Yes. Are there snakes in Australia?
Yes.
Dangerous snakes?
Most dangerous.
Huh? Very dangerous. We just went to walk on the chestnut farm in the forest behind the... And it was a very difficult walk. There were rocks and eucalyptus trees and brambles and everything. They were really struggling. And we were looking out for snakes. We had our sticks with us. So the point is, I'm a person. If you say I'm an illusion, I think that I'm a person. Does anyone here not think that they're a person? Has it? If I call Braj Kishore, are you Braj Kishore?
Krishna.
Braj Krishna, sorry.
Das.
If I call Braj Krishna, are you Braj Krishna?
Yes.
What's your name? Abel.
Krishna.
Unusual name. What's your name?
Benita.
That's nice. So everyone's got a name. Why? Because we're persons. We have to identify with this name. Sometimes people ask me, what was your name before you became a Hare Krishna? So I say, John. Usual name. So everyone's got a name, so because they're persons. So this personality is very fundamental. Does anyone love the sky? Does anyone love a brick wall? Oh, my dear brick wall, I love you. Does anyone love the ocean? Oh, ocean, you're so fabulous. Swim in the ocean, you're so blissful. Oh, my dear ocean. It's not a puppet. You can't see the ocean god very easily. Actually, when Lord Ram was angry at the ocean and all the fishes around, they were all frightened of him. And the ocean god, Varuna, came out of the ocean. So ultimately, there's a person even behind the ocean. So, my point was that if you see a rope as a snake, the snake exists. So even if you say, my personality is an illusion, even if you say it's not true, you're a person. It's just because these chemicals have come together in a big blob, it looks like a human being, that I think I'm John, I think I'm Avishnuswami. If you say that, it's just an illusion. Where's the real idea of personality come from? It must come from God, it must be there in God. How can you say God is not a person? It must be a person. But the Prabhupada came, he gave us Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sometimes we say Spog. S-P-O-G, Spog. Supreme Personality. Sometimes we have to abbreviate Spog. But actually, Prabhupada, he always wrote it in full, Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Wow, amazing. So, Keshav Bhakti was reading this Krishna book to his mother. In the beginning, she says, ah, come on, you're taking advantage of me. I'm a Christian. And you're trying to make me a Hare Krishna. So this way, day after day, he was reading the Krishna book. And then he noticed that she wasn't protesting so much. After the second or third day, she wasn't protesting so much. Apart from that, she was in pain. She was suffering like anything, and she was, you know, on her deathbed. But she started to listen. She was starting to listen. And then sometimes, when he stopped reading, she would look. Can you continue? Like that. And then he went on reading and reading. And then he could see understanding in her eyes. Yes, and it's true, it must be true. God is a person, and that person is Krishna. He was having that realization. Totally amazing. And then the doctor said that she's going to die in such and such a time. She can't hang on any longer. And the cancer's too terminal now. Her time is up. And Krishna's time also. Kalokshmi Lokakshayakri Pravritam. I am time, come to engage all men. Very fearful. When Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita, he saw the terrible form of Krishna's universal form. Very frightening. And Arjuna said, who are you? How are you? What is this? He just forgot Krishna. He lost. He lost it. Who are you? Time I am, destroyer of the worlds. I am come to engage all men. But for you, the Pandavas, everyone on the battlefield will be killed. So everyone in this room, we have to leave our body. There's no hope. No one will survive. No one will survive. But actually, all of us will survive. Because we're not this body. Everyone is going to survive. Especially the Hare Krishnas. We're all going to survive. A bit of luck, we'll be going back to Godhead very, very soon. This is the good news. So his mother was lying there and she got hope. Wow, now Krishna is that person that I always worship in the Bible. The father of Lord Jesus. Jesus is his father. No wonder Jesus was so enthusiastic to preach. He was going everywhere telling about the Father in heaven. And how you should love him and you should worship him with all your heart and all your soul. And you should love your neighbor as yourself. And thou shalt not kill. Krishna loves the cows. Krishna's a coward boy. How can we kill the cows? So when we teach people about Krishna, cow protection is there also. How can you love Krishna and kill the cows? It's impossible. As soon as a dead demon came to Vrindavan and threatened the cows, forest fire, or anyone, Krishna immediately killed him in different ways. But the demons, they wanted to kill the cows. It's the most terrible thing. Have you ever noticed on the motorway, right on the motorway, you see these trucks going by? You don't know what's in them. But you see some ventilation. Actually, most of the animal trucks, they go at night to the slaughterhouses. Because they don't want the public to become complain. And understand what's on their plate. But in the chestnut farm, and the people come to the farm and they go and see the cows. And they feed the cows. Cows in Bhaktivedanta Manor. And some of the children, they've never understood what is meat. And then when they hear that this cow, this is a living being, and they see how nice a cow is. They're also persons. Every cow has a personality, it's a person. When I was in Christchurch, we were staying in the house of Father Kansa and Jananivas. There was a walk up there, and I would walk up there and jump a walk. And there was a big herd of cows. And I thought, how should we? Because they're miles away, I couldn't climb over the fence to the barbed wire fence. So I just started singing. Govinda Jai Jai, Gopala Jai, very gradually, very gradually, come closer and closer and closer. Until one come forward. Very, rather frightened. Eventually, after about 20 minutes, he allowed himself to be judged. So scared. Because he knew they're going to get killed. He was treated like dirt, actually, just like machines for making milk or for making meat. It's a slaughterhouse. And then people complain, oh, why so many diseases? Why so many wars? So many accidents? So many problems? And we're slaughtering our mother. So Krishna loves the cows. Krishna loves the cows. So all this started to flood into his mother's mind when she was on her deathbed. And then she turned to her son, Keshav Bharati, and she said, want to take initiation.
Wow.
I want to take initiation before I die. She said. So Keshavati, he ran up Shiva Maharaj. She said, can you fly over and give my mother initiation? He said, yes, and he flew over and gave her initiation. I'm like, yes, ma'am. Keshavati Prabhu ki.
Jai.
Shri Ram Swami ki.
Jai.
Keshavati's mother ki.
Jai.
I can't remember what name she had. But this just shows that the potency of the Krishna book and the devotees and our mission to give people the personal form of God. They're starving. People are starving for someone to love. And in natural devotion explains, a loving propensity extends like a ray of light. It gets wider and wider and wider. A loving propensity. So how can we repose our loving propensity on an ordinary person? Limited person like you and me. I'm just a little jiva on 10,000 size of the tip of a hair. How can you love me so much? And not only that, I only have a little proportion of the qualities of Krishna. What are the qualities of Krishna can have? 54%? Lord Shiva has more. So that we expect to love someone completely. But we've all been let down. We've totally been left down in this civilization. We're saying, oh, you have to get married and be happy and love your kids and you'll be happy. It's not going to work. It's not going to work. Because our loving propensity is not satisfied with simply this temporary body or even loving a jiva, ordinary jiva. Because we love the spiritual master because he's a devotee of Krishna. He's giving us Krishna. Less transcendental love of the spiritual master and service to the spiritual master. Because we always see him in relationship with Krishna. Shakshana Vijayana Samasta Sastra Ujjasta Tapa Vyatha Vyasajni Kintu Prabhoya Kriya Evatasya Vande Guru Shri Charanaga. Because we see him as representative. He's dearly beloved of Krishna. Therefore we worship as Krishna. Put him on a big Vyasa sign. We offer him so many things, to offer respect, we bow down to him in order to awaken our love for Krishna, because he's a medium for Krishna. We don't see the spiritual master separate from Krishna. So, we're not monkeys actually, but this is in the Bhagavatam. That we can meditate on the different limbs of Krishna. You see, on the ties of his feet. And we are to be hearing more and more tomorrow and the next few days from Kapila Dev to his mother Deva Ruti. How to meditate on the Lord. And as if we are munis, so then we can be aware that this is a transcendental form of the Lord, which is what? How do you describe the transcendental form of the Lord? Is it like mine? Is the form of the Lord like mine? My form is asat, temporary, achit, full of ignorance, and nirananda, full of misery. What's Krishna's form? You know?
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's good. My form in Sanskrit is asat, is temporary, asanriyam, and achit means full of ignorance. I cannot know everything about my body, flesh and blood, and who knows what horrible things. And nirananda means not blissful. If I take a needle and stick in my finger, full of misery. But what is Krishna's body? Do you know? How would you describe in Sanskrit Krishna's body.
Satchitananda.
They're not him. You know, that's perfect to him. We know, you know. You know, big heads. Big heads. Okay, put you out of your misery. Ishvara Parama Krishna. Ishvara Parama Krishna.
Ishvara Parama Krishna.
Sorry, I can't hear you there. It's blocked. More loudly, please. Ishvara Parama Krishna.
Ishvara Parama Krishna.
Satchitananda Vigraha.
Krishna has six limbs in Lord Narayana form, whereas he has four limbs in his original form as Krishna.
Mm.
So as a devotee, which form of the Lord should be more focused?
Sometimes actually Prabhupada says, in one Prabhupada in the Bhagavad Gita, he says, we worship the Radha Krishna form, Shama Sunda. Other places says, you know, devotees have attraction for a particular form of the Lord. Just like with Jagannath. What do you when you look at Jagannath? What do you look at? His eyes. His arms, his eyes. Smiling face. Oh, smiling face of Jagannath. You can't look at his feet, doesn't have any feet. Jagannath doesn't have any feet. This has its shoes. As it should. So according to the form. Generally, we start with the lotus feet of the Lord, and that's what's mentioned here. In fixing his mind on the eternal form of the Lord, so it doesn't. Long as it's the eternal form of the Lord, it's a bona fide form of the Lord. This is our way of meditating. Some devotees say, for instance, this today, oh, this is a good lead. The Ramanuja Sampradaya, today is the disappearance day of Ramanuja Charya. Ramanuja Charya King!
Jai!
You want to hear anything about Ramanuja?
Yes.
Okay. So they worship the Lord in Dasya Aras. Dasya Aras means I am a servant and he is my master. When Lord Chaitanya was staying in Sri Rangam, he stayed at the house of Venkatapata. You can go to that house and you can see still there, 500 years old, and there's a deity of Mahaprabhu there. And when he was staying there during Chaturmasya, the rainy season. So in the rainy season, the sannyasis in India, they usually stay in one place. Because in the olden days, it's difficult to move around. There's been floods everywhere. You can't cross the river. Dangerous to cross the river. And you know, it's better to stay in one place. They didn't have nice bridges or didn't have planes or, you know, four-wheel drives and like that. So Lord Chaitanya was staying in the house of Venkatapata. And his son was, who was his son? Gopalapata. Later became one of the six Goswamis. So anyway, Lord Chaitanya was standing there, and Gopala Bhatta was serving him, butter means the Brahmin caste. In Sri Rangam, the butters are B-H-A-T-T-A, not B-U-T-T-E-R. Girl and butter. New Zealand butter.
That's why the English word is butter, because it comes from
Brahmins
serving butter.
Anyhow, the Vedas of Bhatta used to worship Lakshmi Narayan. She's the 400th form of the Lord. And Lakshmi, she's always massaging the lotus feet of the Lord in a very dignified way. She's very dignified, Lakshmi. So, this is a nice story, Rasko. Stop playing. So listen, I'm telling you a story, Lord Chaitanya. So Lord Chaitanya was very friendly with the Venkatapasa. And he used to say, your Lakshmi, these Tapasya, in when? Nidupan or something. In order to become a gopi, so she could enter the Rasa Leela. Why is that? And he would, needle him by that. Oh, your Lakshmi did the tapasya to become a gopi. Why? If Lord Narayan is the supreme personality of Godhead, why is Lakshmi wanting to become a gopi? And this was embarrassing to Venkateshwara, to Venkateshwara. And so, of course, everyone has a relationship with Krishna. And so Venkateshwara had this relationship. And Dasyaras, he loved Narayana and that rasa most of all. But still, Lord Chaitanya was hinting that why did God Lakshmi was trying to become a gopi. She couldn't enter into the rasa unless you become a gopi. And you like, putting cow dung on the wall. If you go to India, what do all the village girls do? They have a metal tray and they go around at the meadow picking up the cow dung. And they carry it on their head and they bang it on the wall. You see, everywhere on the walls in India, and the sun dries it, then it becomes fuel. You don't have electric in the village, you don't have gas, you have cow dung. And they mix it with some clay, so it takes a little longer to burn. And so they go, and how could Lakshmi do that? It's a little bit squeamish. Anyway, so in this way, Lord Chaitanya was teaching Gopala Bhatta that there is even more elevated love of Krishna and Dasyaras. So there's a story. Can I have in the Navadri Dharmanya, there's a story.
You find one? Which is your one?
So, you would like to hear the story?
Yes.
So, I'm not telling you the historical details about Ramanuja. I'm telling you about how Ramanuja met Lord Chaitanya. Coming to Vaikunthapur, Nityananda Prabhu, Sri Nityananda Prabhu came.
Yeah.
Nityananda Prabhu spoke to Sri Jiva while mildly smiling. On one side of the eight-petaled Navadvip is a Vaikunthapur. Listen without doubt. This is Vaikuntha, the abode of Narayan. Narayan has four hands. Situated in the spiritual sky beyond the Viraja River. Maya can never enter this place where Lord Narayan is served by his energies, Sri, Bhu, and Nila. The effulgence radiating from the spiritual abode is the Brahman. With material vision, people see only the material world. But with his transcendental vision, Narada once saw Narayan manifest as Gaura Sundara in the spiritual abode. After seeing this, the best of the Munis stayed here for some time. Narada Muni stayed there for some time. There is one more confidential story. Who wants to hear? Okay. Ramanujacharya once came to Puri and pleased the Lord with many prayers. Jagannath appeared before him and said, "Go and see Navadvip Dham, for I will soon appear there in the house of Jagannath Mishra. The entire spiritual sky is situated within one corner of Navadvip, my very dear abode. As my eternal servant and leading devotee, you should see Navadvip. Let your students who are absorbed in Dasya Ras," that means awe and reverence. We worship God in awe and reverence. Let them stay here in Puri while you go. Any living being who does not see Navadvip has been born uselessly. Just one portion of Navadvip contains Rangakshetra, Sri Venkata, Tirupati, and Yadava Achala. O son of Keshava, go to Navadvip and see the form of Gauranga!
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 One more time, please.
Gauranga!
Don't be rude. You have come to the earth to preach bhakti. So let your birth be successful with the mercy of Gaura. From Navadvip, go to Komastana and join again with your disciples. With folded hands, Ramanuja submitted to Jagannath. In your narration, you have mentioned Gaurachandra. But exactly who he is, I do not know. The Lord mercifully replied to Ramanuja. By the way, this was written by who wrote this book?
Bhaktivinoda
Thakur. Yes. The Lord mercifully replied to Ramanuja. Everyone knows Krishna, the Lord of Goloka. That Krishna, who is Vilasmurti, is Narayan, is the supreme truth. And he resides in Vrindavan. That Krishna is fully manifest in the form of Gaura Hari.
Gaura Hari.
And that Vrindavan is fully manifest in the form of That Krishna is fully manifest in the form of Gaura Hari, and that Vrindavan is fully manifest in the form of Navadvip Dham King. I eternally reside as Lord Gauranga in Navadvip. This is Jagannath speaking. Jagannath is saying, I eternally reside as Lord Gauranga in Navadvip, the topmost abode in the universe. By my mercy, that Dham has come within Bhumandala. Yet it remains without a scent of Maya. This is the verdict of scripture. If you say that Navadvip is part of the material world, then your devotion will dwindle day by day. I have placed the spiritual abode within the material world by my desire and inconceivable energy. Simply by reading scriptures, one will not get the highest truth, for the highest truth surpasses all reasoning power. Only the devotees can understand by my mercy. Hearing this, the sober-minded Ramanuja was agitated with love for 1, 2, 3.
God!
He said, Lord, your pastimes are truly astounding. The scriptures cannot know your opulences. Why isn't Gauranga Leela clearly described in the scriptures? When I closely examine the Shruti and Puranas, I find only some hint of the Gaura Tattva. After hearing your instructions, my doubts have gone, and the sweet knowledge of Gauranga's pastimes have arisen in my heart. If you order me, after going to Navadvipa, I will preach Gaura Leela throughout the three worlds. I will give people evidence from the hidden scriptures and establish devotional service to 1, 2, 3.
Gauranga!
Throughout the universe. Please instruct me. Seeing Ramanuja's eagerness, Jagannath said, Ramanuja, do not broadcast like this. Keep the confidential pastimes of Gauranga secret. Only after Gauranga has finished his pastimes will the general public receive them. For now, preach Dasya Ras, while in your heart worship Gauranga constantly. Taking the Lord's advice, Ramanuja secretly cultured his attraction for Navadvipa, so that Gauranga's pastimes were not revealed prematurely. Lord Narayan then led Ramanuja here to Vaikunthapur and mercifully showed Ramanuja his transcendental form served by Sri, Bhu and Nila. Ramanuja considered himself fortunate to obtain darshan of his worshipful Lord. When suddenly, what happened? He saw the Lord assume the enchanting form of
Gauranga.
No. Wrong. Gaurasundar.
Oh.
The son of Jagannath Mishra. Ramanuja swooned at the brilliance of the form. Then Gauranga put his lotus feet on the head of Ramanuja, who was thus divinely inspired and recited prayers of praise. I must see Gaura's actual Leela on earth. I can never leave Navadvipa, he said. I must see Gaura's actual Leela on earth. I can never leave Navadvipa. Gauranga said, O son of Keshava, your desire will be fulfilled. When the Nadia pastimes will be revealed in the future, you will take birth here again. Gauranga disappeared and Ramanuja, contented, resumed his journey. After some days, he arrived at Kurumushthana and saw the place with his disciples. During his life, he preached Dasya Ras throughout South India, while internally he was absorbed in Gaura Leela. By Gauranga's mercy, he took birth in Navadvipa as the devotee Sri Ananta. He went to Vallabhacharya's house and he saw the marriage of Lakshmi Priya and Gauranga. See the house of Ananta, where many devotees of Narayan gathered. It was well known that the kings of that time established Narayan worship here. So this is from Navadvipa Mahatmya. It's interesting, huh? It's amazing, huh? But there's something I also wanted to mention. This is very interesting for our Sankirtan movement. Because all the different acharyas, like Nimbakacharya, Vishnu Swami, and Madhavacharya, also came to Navadvipa. I'm thinking of this because I'm just going to Navadvipa. Tomorrow I leave and we fly to Mayapur. And I also began to Navadvipa. Mana Prakrama, I like that very much. So this is a little interesting tidbit from the Navadvipa Mahatmya. Because he told Nimbaka also to keep quiet about the appearance of Gauranga. Mahaprabhu said, please keep this form secret now. Just preach Krishna Bhakti and the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. But I'm very happy in these pastimes. Actually, in Nepal, In Nepal, where I've been preaching for many years, almost 40 years, there are also temples of Nimbarka, Acharya, and they worship Radha Krishna. They sing, Radhe Shyam, Radhe Shyam, Shyam Shyam, Radhe Radhe. They don't sing Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. They sing Radhe Shyam, Radhe Shyam, Shyam Shyam, Radhe. They have different mantras. They're Vaishnavas. They're friendly with us. They're a bit Brahminical, so they don't, a bit difficult for them to accept the white Vaishnavas. But they're Vaishnavas. And they're also Ramanuja Sampradayas in Nepal. But they don't know about Lord Chaitanya. They don't know. But they recognize us. They're Vaishnavas. And they see our behavior, no meat eating, no food. This is sex, no gambling, intoxication, always chanting the Lord, and they see our temples. Then they are, they must be Vaishnavas. How is it? And then they begin to recognize this Lord Chaitanya must be bona fide. It must be bona fide. And we tell them our sampradaya is from Lord Brahma. Brahma, Madhva, Gaudiya, Vaishnava, Sampradaya. So our sampradaya is one of the four sampradayas, Vaishnava sampradaya. One is coming from Shiva, one is coming from Lakshmi, one is coming from Pokamaras, and one from Lord Brahma. So this is mentioned here. When I appear as Gauranga, this is to Nimbarka, I will enjoy educational pastimes. At that time, you will take birth in Kashmir and draw India as a champion scholar out to defeat all opponents. Your name will be Keshav Kashmiri and you will be celebrated everywhere for your great learning. While wandering on tour, you will come to Mayapur. The learned scholars of Navadvipa will flee when they hear your name, but I will be intoxicated with learning and take pleasure in defeating you. By the mercy of Saraswati, you will realize my identity. Give up your pride and take shelter of me. Then I will give you the gift of bhakti and send you out to preach devotional service again. So you can satisfy me now by preaching the philosophy of Dvaita Dvaita, monism and dualism, keeping my identity secret. So this is the Siddhanta of the Nimbarka Sampradaya, Dvaita Dvaita. Later, when I begin the Sankirtan movement, I myself will preach the essence of the four Vaishnava philosophies. Lord Chaitanya will preach the essence. From Madhvacharya Sampradaya, I will receive two essential, you take in your notebooks, everyone put your notebooks, I hope. From Madhva, I will receive two essential items from the Madhvacharya Sampradaya. His complete defeat of the Mayavad philosophy and his service to the deity of Krishna, accepting the deity as an eternal spiritual being. From Ramanuja, I will accept two great teachings, the concept of bhakti, unpolluted by karma and jnana. This is the nectar of devotion. Anyabhilasita shunyam, jnana, karma, and avritam. Pure devotional service is free from desire for benefit and knowledge, monistic knowledge, that I will merge with God. So karma, jnana, and avritam, I'm free from. So this is taken from the Ramanuja Sampradaya. And secondly, and service to the devotees. So actually, when you go to Ramanuja Temple, you'll see they treat the devotees really nice. In Nepal and Hajjola, we always stay at their temple. And they let us stay in their Dhamshala, and they serve us prasadam. They're really kind. You know, that's part of their tradition. And Lord Chaitanya took that from a Ramanuja Sampradaya, service to the devotees. that's coming from Ramana Sampradaya, and the defeat of Mayavad philosophy. That's why Prabhupada was completely against Mayavad. Whenever Prabhupada, he just sniffed any Mayavad, he would try and smash it. That comes from Ramana Sampradaya. I'm getting mixed up with Ramanuja. Let me read it again. I'm getting mixed up myself. From Madhva, I will receive two essential items: the complete defeat of the Mayavad philosophy and his service to the deity of Krishna. From Ramanuja, I will accept two great teachings: the concept of bhakti, unpolluted by karma and jnana, and service to the devotees. From Vishnu Swami's teachings, I will accept two main elements: the sentiment of exclusive dependence on Krishna and the path of raga bhakti. And from you, I will receive two excellent principles. The necessity, this is from Nimbaka Sampradaya. And from you, I will receive two excellent principles: the necessity of taking shelter of Radha, and the high esteem for the gopis' love of Krishna. So then, this is how Lord Chaitanya, he took two things from each of the Vaishnava Sampradaya. And you can see in the temple in Mayapur. What is that temple? What's the place? It's further up the road from. It's at the place of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati's samadhi. You see the temple there, and it's got four sides, and you see the four acharyas: Vishnu Swami, you see Madhvacharya, you see Nimbaka, and you see Madhvacharya. And the deity is called? Gandharvika Girijari. What is that temple called?
I don't know.
What do we call that? It's past the court yoga peak. What do we call that? Chaitanya Mahat.
Yes.
So Chaitanya Mahat temple. And that then Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati established the four acharyas there. So Lord Chaitanya's teachings are incorporating all these principles. So now is the test. Who's been attentive? I've got the book. Who's going to get prasadam today? So, Lord Chaitanya said, I will preach the essence of the four Vaishnava philosophies. Lord Chaitanya, what was Lord Chaitanya's Siddhanta? Achintya Bheda Bheda Sampa. Simultaneous, inconceivable oneness and difference. So now we're going to go on. From Madhvacharya, I will receive two essential items. One,
complete defeat of Mayavad philosophy.
Complete defeat of Mayavad philosophy and
loving service to the deities of Krishna.
Yes. And his service to the deity of Krishna. Accepting the deity as an eternal spiritual being. It means alive. The deity is alive. That's how Prabhupada told us. Jagannath is alive. They're persons. And born inside and alive. So, okay. I'm sorry, I'm dragging on here. Just a final exam. From Ramanuja, I will accept two great teachings. Managers. Sorry? No. Wrong. No prasadam. Yes, care of the devotees. And service to the devotees and pure devotional service, jnana kamana, pure devotional service and care of the devotees. That's from the Ramdhu Sampradaya. And for Vishnu Swami, it's the Rudra Sampradaya, Balabhacharya. I will accept two main elements.
Taking complete shelter of Krishna and Ragabhakti. Taking complete shelter of Krishna and Ragabhakti.
Exclusive dependence on Krishna and the path of
Ragabhakti.
Spontaneous love, spontaneous devotional service. It's called, Pushti Marg. Isn't it? Pushti Marg is in Gujarat. They worship Baal Krishna, baby Krishna. And I will accept two main elements from you, Nimbakacharya, the Kumara Sampradaya. And what are they? Taking complete shelter of Radharani and the high esteem of the gopis. So you can see how these things are in our ISKCON, very prominent in ISKCON. We get all the best things in Lord Chaitanya. We have wonderful deity worship. We love Radharani, we chant Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
How many radhas are in our Maha Mantra? Eight. So many radhas, Hare Hare's. Here come the Hare's. We love it. So we don't have to say, we're already in Vrindavan, people used to say, Jai Radhe. Probably used to say, Hare Krishna. We're already saying about it, oh Radha. Hare. Actually, I don't like, Prabhupada didn't encourage us to say Radhe, Radhe, all this time. It's not in our Sampradaya. Radhe, Radhe, Radhe. We say Hare Krishna, we're already saying. Of course, Dina Bandhu would be angry with me. Yeah, he's always said, Radhe! But Prabhupada never said that. Prabhupada never said that. Anyway, what to do? This is ISKCON. This is from the Nimbaka Sampradaya. And then we have deity worship, and then we have pure devotional service. We have the feet of the Mayavadis. What else do we have?
Service to the
devotees. What else do we have? Service to the devotees. This is that nowadays they say we have to improve this. Serve the devotees better. So any more questions, please? It's 9:10. Okay, Srila Prabhupada ki.
Jai.
Thank you very much. Sri Ramanujacharya ki.
Jai.